Sometimes it just works out this way, that we've got a long episode followed by a much shorter episode, and that's the way it is to today, as I set up the introduction for what's going to be over the next series of, a few weeks actually, talking about more about conversationality, naturalness and authenticity when you are reading a script. How to sound relatable to your listeners. I'm calling them the keys to conversationality. And as I said a week or so ago, these are the keys that hardly anyone else actually talks about. Why? Because it's a bit tricky. Because it's difficult to understand, it's difficult to explain, it's difficult to get, it's difficult to try and get somebody into the zone. But hopefully these keys will help you. How do you sound as though you're just ad-libbing a script, even though you're reading it word for word? There are lots of different kind of elements that you've got to slightly alter, a little bit here and a little bit there, and all together they make you sound much more natural, much more relatable, much more friendly as well. And therefore, people, I think, are going to be listening to you. They are the keys to conversationality. There's more than a dozen of them, which we're going to be looking at in a huge amount of depth, actually. They're kind of, okay, here's another way of putting it. Tips to make it sound like you're making it up. Yeah? Or, and I came up with this as well, I was quite pleased with this, the ABCDE, a better conversational delivery for engagement. As Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice continues tomorrow with key number one, study natural conversations in the wild to help you become more conversational yourself. As Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.